This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage 3. Listening Test 3. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear an answer phone message from a woman about a meeting. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
This is a message from Mr. James. It's Maria Hopwood calling from the London office. Please, could you give him some information about our meeting next week? First of all, would you first let him know that a new trainee should be coming along too? However, unfortunately, the sales manager has had to drop out. But I don't want to change the date at this stage. Ask him to make sure he brings the information we worked out last time about our profit margins, as I don't seem to have a note in the latest report of how we arrived at those figures. I'll bring a draft press release, which I've been working on since we last met. Oh, and could he also bring along all the ideas he has in mind for the product launch? I've got the advertising copy to show him. It should be a good meeting. I'll fax the final agenda the day before the meeting. No, on second thoughts, I'll email it. It'll be easier that way.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear a PA explaining suggestions for improvements to a document. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, this is Alison in head office.
Oh, hello.
The CEO has asked me to contact you about the memo you sent everyone yesterday, where you asked for comments on the bid you've just put together for Stratford Electronics.
Oh, right.
Well, he's very happy with it on the whole, but does think the introduction is rather lengthy and includes more statistics than are necessary.
No problem. I can shorten it easily.
And most of the contents of the actual bid are fine, but you do refer to the annual report, which won't be out until May.
Oh, right. I'll get rid of that. Yes. And I was thinking there's enough with the section on the existing contracts we have, so I could take out the stuff on the new contracts, the ones we're about to start.
In fact, he specifically said that he thought mentioning them was a very good selling point.
Okay.
And he'd like you to have something in your concluding remarks about the growth in overseas sales, not just the stuff on domestic markets.
Yes, I was wondering about that.
And that's all, really. Easy to adjust, I think.
Okay. Well, thank the CEO for looking at it. It's very helpful.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear someone in the production department of a company phoning a colleague in the human resources department. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Human resources?
Nina, this is Malcolm from production.
Hi, what can I do for you?
We've just had a big order to be finished in May. I'm going to need all the people I can get to do overtime.
Okay, I'll put out a notice for applications. What's the pay rate?
It'll be the usual rate of 1.5 times, except for Saturdays and Sundays. Then they'll get double rate.
Right. I'll get some application forms organized. Who should the staff send them to? The production manager?
Better to hand them to their line managers. Then they can bring up any questions. And I'll need the names by the 1st of December.
Okay, I'll do that straight away.
Oh, and ask them to put down which shifts they'd prefer. We'll work out the hours we need later.
All right.
Thanks, Nina. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.